dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Another page of the dossier is turned by Gregory Keene in a silent room.
The fact that we had our hands on neither Demetrius nor Peter Ridgway wasn't for the want of trying. We had Ridgway's sister Margaret shadowed wherever she went, and we were getting ready to force her to lead us to him. We had a score of informers and undercover people at work listening for a whisper about Demetrius. And now we were keeping tabs on a chap who was suspected of the murder of Piggy Quinn, a fellow like a fat black spider who went by the name of Yachty Bloom. We were definitely getting somewhere at last. And then, suddenly, out of the blue, we ran head first into trouble. And my good friend and right arm, Sergeant Cutts, was in it up to the neck. I was at our headquarters on the embankment when there was a phone call from Inspector Frayne of Scotland Yard. And I heard the news. Just before midnight, eh? Now, just a minute, Frayne. I'll handle this my own way. I don't care what you say. You're not making a move till I've had a word with Cutts myself. Well, hang it all, you know Cutts. Yes. Yes, all right. I'll let you know as soon as I can. In here at the double, Cutts.
Roger, sir.
I'm covering up for that chap. And I don't care whether Frayne's right or wrong.
Yes, Major, what's the trouble?
Look here, Tom. You'd better sit down.
Did you say Tom?
That's right.
Oh. Then there's something up, eh?
We've a pretty grim show on our hands, old man. You took Sally Jones to live with that Aunt Minnie of yours, didn't you?
That's right. Out of harm's way, sir.
And you knew she'd been knocked about by Jelly Boy Boone in Tony Marzotti's office?
That's right. Of course I did. Was me took her out of there. What is it, Major? What's happened?
Look, Tom, I don't want to intrude. But does Sally Jones mean anything to you?
Well, sir, I wouldn't say it to everyone, sir. But Sally's the girl I've been waiting to meet all my life.
That's bad. That's very bad.
What's bad about me taking a liking to Sally Jones?
Understand one thing, will you, old man? I'm on your side. Now, tell me exactly what happened from the moment you spoke to Jelly Boy Boone in Larkspur Street the night before last.
I've already told you.
Yes, but tell me again.
I tackled him in the street. He was only a few paces from a little alleyway, so I walked him into it.
How?
I gave him a look at the Luger.
Go on.
When he wouldn't say what he was doing there or who sent him, I softened him up a bit. He was easy.
Exactly how did you soften him up?
Well, I've got two hands, haven't I?
Yes, but how much of it was personal? I mean, for Sally.
Oh, plenty of it. I give the bloke just what he deserved.
And when he did decide to talk, what did he say?
That Marzotti sent him down to watch Sally's rooms. They wanted to make sure she'd be there when Marzotti turned up later on. They thought she'd been spying at the club, trying to find out what Tony did besides run a nightclub, and when I asked him, what about Ridgway, he said he didn't know nothing more.
Could have been true, too. That might have been their only interest in her. All right, what next?
Well, I gave him one more across the chops to remember Sally by, and left him there, in the alleyway.
Could he walk?
Oh, he wasn't that badly knocked about.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you, Major, I chopped him around a bit, and that was all. What is it? What's all the blooming fuss?
I've just been talking to Inspector Frayne. Jelly Boy Boone was found floating in the river an hour ago, down by Wapping Steps. He'd been stabbed in the back.
Lummy. And everything points straight to me.
Not everything, but rather too much for comfort just the same.
If I ever stick a knife in a bloke, Major Keene, it won't be in his back.
Hey, cut snap out of it. You don't have to tell me.
No, sir.
We have to cope just the same. You didn't knife Jelly Boy or even into the Thames. But there's one obvious chap to have a word with on the subject.
Tony Marzotti.
Tony Marzotti. Come on. We're having a word with that gent.
Why, hello, Heidi. What's on your mind, eh?
This new girl. The cigarette girl. Who is she?
She's a Margaret Richardson. What's the matter with her, huh?
She's the wrong type, Tony.
Oh, you think so, eh? You talked to her yet?
No, but it's written all over her. She doesn't belong here. What do you know about her?
All I want to know about a cigarette girl's work for me. She's to look nice in short skirts and a uniform. What happens down on the floor she's to know about, that's okay. What happens up here she's to don't know about any more than the guys in the band or the girls at the bar. What's wrong with that, eh? You wanted me to ask for a reference, maybe, huh?
It's the girl herself. Listen, Tony. Just suppose she's been planted here by Gregory Keane.
You're a talk silly, Heidi. She don't work for Keane. She's a work for me.
What makes you so sure?
It's the guy Keane. He's a smarter cookie. He's the one to get a cigarette girl in here. He doesn't pick a girl like a Margaret. He's a get a someone acts apart good. That's how I know she's okay.
You'd better be right, Tony.
Sure I'm right. Yeah?
Keenan cuts on the way in, Tony.
Okay. I've been expecting them, Heidi, on account of a jelly boy Boone's not around no more. Maybe you better go to your dressing room, eh? That, unless you want to see your boyfriend real bad, eh?
After your bangling over Sally Jones, Marzotti, I wouldn't be quite so ready with the bright remarks. If Keane asks for me, tell him I'm changing for the new number.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't mech with a cracker, Heidi. What's to happen if you do fall for a Keane? That's what I want to know, huh? Too bad if you're to finish like a jelly boy Boone. Too bad.
Did you see what I saw when we were crossing the floor, Major?
Yes, I did.
Margaret Ridgway. Red Feathers Club's new cigarette girl. What do you make of it?
Come in. Well, well, Major Keane. Come in, come in. I've been wondering what's holding you up. You want to know about a jelly boy Boone, eh?
You couldn't be more right about anything, Marzotti.
Well, I'm telling you, it's got to me bamboozled too, huh? I'm asking you, who's the one a knife a jelly boy?
Yes, he was such a nice chap, wasn't he? When did you see him last?
When he's a come back here, a night before last.
What time?
About at 12. He's a been a beaten up. Maybe Mr. Cutts knows something about that, eh? What do you look for, Major?
Oh, I'm out of cigarettes. Get the girl up here, will you?
Sure, sure.
Yes?
Tell Margaret to come up with some cigarettes.
Okay.
So Boone came back here about midnight. What then?
He said, don't feel so good. He wants to borrow my car. I say, sure, sure. He said, take my car. That's the last I see a jelly boy. They find my car down in Wapping, and then they find a jelly boy. It's too bad, that one.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing in Larkspur Street, Marzotti? What were you after Sally Jones for?
For Sally? Oh, I'm a forget about her.
That wasn't Jelly Boy's story to Cutts.
No? No, I don't know what he's a tell of Cutts. Too bad we can't ask a Jelly Boy himself. You know how it is. Maybe he's a get us stuck on Sally. Maybe they make a date, eh? Yeah.
All right, Charlie. On your feet.
Hold it, Cutts. He'll keep. All right, Marzotti. That's about all for now. But you'd better stick to your story. Or we might begin to wonder if you didn't knife Boone yourself.
You sent for me, Mr. Marzotti?
Sure. A Major Keane here is one of some cigarettes, and Margaret.
Yes, sir. What brand do you like?
These'll do. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. Is that all?
Sure, sure. That's okay, Margaret.
New girl, Marzotti?
Yeah. Kind of classy, huh?
What's her name?
She's a Margaret Richardson. You like her to make a date, huh? I fix it for you. And don't tell her Heidi.
A temptation.
Steady on, sir. You said he'd keep.
All right, Cuts, let's get out of here. There's something in the atmosphere. Rat, maybe.
It smells more like skunk to me, sir. After you, sir.
Oh, miss, just a minute.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to change these cigarettes.
Certainly, sir. What sort this time? Why didn't you give me away in Marzotti's office?
That can wait. What are you doing here like this?
I can't possibly tell you now.
What time do you go home?
Between 3:30 and 4.
I'll be waiting for you at Fenchurch House.
Is anyone watching us?
I don't think so.
Here are my keys. Take them.
Marzotti coming down the stairs, sir.
Oh, thank you, miss. Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Going back over the dossier as I am now, I go cold when I remember that night. Because all the time I was talking to Marzotti in his office, Demetrius was not 6 feet away, listening. But while I waited for Margaret Ridgway at Fenchurch House, I went over the affair step by step. From the cable from Berlin saying they'd found the body of Carl Scammell, to the murder of Jelly Boy Boone. And with what I learned from Margaret later on, it suddenly began to add up. And for the first time, I knew who I was after and why.
What does Keene learn about Demetrius from Margaret Ridgway? Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.